Welcome to Gardens for Everybody, and thank you for listening, and please follow us or subscribe to our podcast. Today, Marianne and I are discussing garlic. We've had some issues with garlic this year, maybe you have too, and so we were going to go through what we did when we were planting the garlic, what's been happening since, and how we're managing any issues that we have.
What did we all do last fall in the garden for the garlic? We planted how many kilos and what was the process?
Yeah, so we planted 5 kilos of garlic and obviously we separated it into cloves, we put it in the ground, and then for a lot of them, especially in our newer bed, we then put chicken wire down over the top of the garlic to prevent the squirrels from digging it up, which they'll do. And in the older, bigger bed, we actually put cages on top of the garlic for the same reason, to prevent the squirrels getting into it. And then after that, when we were putting leaves down, we put a thick layer of leaves over everything and had lifted the cages up on the big bed to put leaves underneath. And in the new bed, just put the leaves on top of the chicken wire. And then we left it for the winter. And then, of course, in the spring, we freed the garlic, as you like to call it, which involved just lifting the cages off the ones in the big bed. But in the newer bed, involved having to lift the chicken wire up. And so that loosened up the leaves as well in that particular bed. And then what has happened since then, Marianne? How have we been going since?
Well, in the new bed where you loosened up the leaves when you had to yank up the chicken wire, those garlic are still in good condition. They're slower growing than in the big bed. In the big bed, they've been faster growing, and we started harvesting them at the beginning of July, which is quite a bit earlier than normal.
Yeah, so traditionally in the Ottawa area, people harvest garlic towards the end of July. So there's Garlic Fest, all these things are happening at the end of July, because that's when people are harvesting garlic. So typically you plant garlic in the fall, in October, and you harvest it in July. But we had to change that up this year. Why was that?
We've been having a lot of rain, frequent rain. And so the garlic is extremely fragile if the soil is damp. And unfortunately, in the big bed, the leaves were not fluffed up. And so I think they matted down a bit around the garlic. So the garlic matured really well. We started digging it up at the beginning of the month. The bulbs were about 70 grams each. Now they're 90 grams each. So they're still continuing to grow. But with the continuous rain that we've been having, the bulbs are starting to split.
Splitting, you mean like, so the cloves within that garlic bulb are literally separating out?
They are indeed, and the dry sheathing that's around the bulbs is coming away, and it's going yellow because it's all going to start soon decomposing.
Right, so we've got some rot starting because they're just too wet is the problem.
Much too wet. So we are digging the garlic up, and we're probably going to end up digging most of the garlic up very soon. Very, very soon.
So this is to try and prevent it from rotting in the ground, basically.
Absolutely true. What I think may have been part of the problem was that we did have such a nice heavy layer of mulch around the garlic, and so it kept the moisture in. So this week we have pulled all of the mulch away and exposed the soil to the nice hot temperatures, because it's very hot in Ottawa right now. We're having heat warnings. And we're hoping that the soil will get more air and dry out a bit so that the garlic can continue to grow and thrive.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing from you is the very thick layer of leaves that we put down might have been just a little bit too much to leave on top of the garlic.
I think so. I think next spring we'll have to be very conscientious to fluff the leaves come spring.
Yeah, so fluffing leaves sounds kind of fun, actually. That might be a nice task to perform at that time. So what we're having right now is hot, wet weather, and that's causing our garlic to, you know, rot in the ground a little bit. What about if you had hot, dry weather? So say we were having no rain, how would we manage that issue with garlic?
Then our mulch layer of leaves would have been a huge asset.
Yeah.
Because then the soil would have stayed an even temperature and an even moisture content.
The leaves would have been good in that situation, but the wet is not helping them. What about if it was not hot, but actually cold weather? How would that affect the garlic?
They will grow in cold weather, but slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much slower. Again, it would be the water that's the problem. If it's raining and cold, then they're going to start rotting before they mature.
Is there anything else you can do to kind of mitigate that, to prevent that from happening?
At a home garden level, it's really worth it to put in hoops and put plastic over the hoops, leave an air gap along the bottom, and build little trenches between the rows so that the water is shed away from the garlic and into the trenches, so that that soil would stay not too wet, just evenly moist. Enough water will seep sideways into the soil under the hoops and plastic covering from the trenched areas. And that way your garlic would not be sitting in water.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that would be very hard to do on a large scale. But like you say, if you're only doing a few plants on a small scale, that's something you can do more easily. So that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so right now we're just going to keep the garlic dry. We planted music garlic, which is a hardneck garlic, which is known for storing well after it's harvested if it's kept nice and dry. So being dry is really important. Yeah.
So when we harvest on Friday coming up, we're going to clean off the roots, cut them all off. We will cut the stalk down to 3 inches above the bulb,
yep,
where it's white. We'll cut it down to there. We'll peel off the outer skin and then put that out in the sunshine. It can get solarized. The sun will kill microbes on the surface of the garlic. Then we will deliver it to the food cupboard.
And so that's good to know. And obviously when you've got garlic, you don't put it in the fridge because that's a moist environment. You keep it in a dry place. You get to keep your garlic dry because otherwise it's not going to keep nicely. It's going to start to rot.
And it should be cool and have excellent air circulation.
Yeah.
So a wire basket,
yeah,
not in a bowl.
Okay, that's really good information. So hopefully we'll all have lots of delicious garlic to last us through the winter.
Oh, but I must tell you what I've done with the garlic that did split.
Yes.
It's very easy to take the garlic cloves off of the main stem because mm-hmm. they were already doing that. I peeled them and put them into a freezer bag, and they're now in the freezer because you cannot store them any other way as they're already on the verge of decaying.
Right, so that's a way we could salvage our harvest, again, on a small home scale. On the big scale, the farmers have got a problem with that. But on our small scale, we can just freeze those bulbs if they're splitting and they're not started rotting. We, instead of trying to dry them and keep them, we can just clean them and freeze them, basically.
Yep, and they look perfect. They look absolutely perfect. They taste the same because they have not yet begun to rot. Yeah.
That's good to know. So it's good to know we shouldn't worry if our garlic isn't perfect. We can still salvage some of it. But checking it to see if our ground is very wet, maybe digging up one of those bulbs that we've planted and checking to see what's going on with it so we can do something about it before we hopefully don't lose all of the garlic that we planted.
We'll be able to give it all to the food cupboard.
Yeah. And at home, people can check their garlic and lift it, dry it, or put it in the freezer if they're having any issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. That's good. Delicious garlic. We love it. Thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody. And please remember to follow or subscribe.
Thank you.